Welcome to WYPR's ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, and made possible by the Transamerica Institute. Today we're going to talk about millennials. To help us understand what millennials are up to in terms of retirement planning, we've got Catherine Collinson, who leads the Institute's Center for Retirement Studies. Catherine, let's define millennials for our listeners first and foremost, and then we'll talk about what they're doing or not doing about retirement planning.
Well, millennials were born around 1980 and came of age, turned 20 at the turn of the millennium. They include the youngest workers in today's workforce, and they are the first do-it-yourself retirement generation. Their retirement's going to look very different from their parents, and in order to be successful, they've got to start planning and saving now.
Okay, that's not a message that necessarily lands on open and willing ears, because the fact is, if you're just starting out, you're trying to get established, you might be putting a down payment on a new home, your first home, and the last thing you probably have means to do or are thinking about is retirement planning. But your message is they've got to be doing it and they should start now.
Absolutely. Time flies. And if they ask their parents are going to say, we wish we started sooner. And for millennials to get started right now, by starting at, say, 25 and saving consistently over time for 40 years, they can save approximately double of someone who waits until age 35 to start saving.
Wow. That's a pretty potent message. If that doesn't inspire, I don't know what would. But let's look here. Social Security, for instance. Only in your study that you recently did, only 1 in 10 of millennials even factors in Social Security in their ideas about retirement safety nets. What's going on there?
Well, most have heard the message about the long-term future of Social Security, and we've all heard that it'll still be there. But the big question mark is, what will the benefits look like? And millennials and even Gen X are not expecting a huge benefit when they reach retirement age. And that's what is driving this statistic about the 70% of millennials who expect to self-fund their own retirement.
A study you conducted indicates that, however, only less than half, something like 41%, I think it was, of millennials are doing anything about retirement. So what's the message? What's the advice you would give?
Well, the advice I would give is start thinking about it. And, it's a big order for them. They're looking 40 years out. Most economists won't even give a 40-year financial forecast. That's a big ask of somebody who's 25. However, that's not an excuse for not doing it. And if we look back in time 40 years ago, the Dow was around 850. 40 years later, it's at 16,000 today. We have no idea where it's going to be in the year 2053, 40 years from now. Gas prices were closer to 40 cents a gallon 40 years ago. They're around $4 a gallon today. So it's important for them to calculate a savings goal based on current situation and then to continue to update that goal over time, because life events and circumstances will inevitably change. And another thing is, consider retirement benefits as part of your total compensation package. Most employers offer a 401k plan, and most offer a matching contribution. By not factoring that employer match into your overall compensation, you may be leaving something on the table.
Good advice. Great advice. So we want to hear from our listeners and ask them to send their comments and suggestions, their questions, to clearpath@wypr.org. I'm Greg Tucker for WYPR, your NPR news station.